he's been dealing with for 10 years.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
Kevin's pretty prompt.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Kevin's very prompt. Yeah. All right. Good morning, everyone. It's Commissioner Brian Kolk. It is Wednesday, March 26, approximately 11:06 a.m. We're meeting for administrative portion of our commission meeting. We have a few items on consent. I would move passage of our consent items.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
Just thank you, Ryan, for your work, and good luck in your new endeavors.
Ditto. Appreciate it. We'll miss you.
Come back and visit.
We'll also miss your wife.
Any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
All right. Thank you, Daryl. Discussion items. Governor's Business Forum. Commissioner Fedorchak.
So you should have in your packet information about this Governor's Business Forum. It's being held by the State Chamber in Grand Forks. April 15th, they offer booths free for government agencies. And so they suggested this would be a good thing for us to get involved in and participate in as a way to connect with, you know, clients that we serve throughout the state. I just wanted to run it by you guys. Do you think it's worthwhile for us sending a staff member up there to man or woman a booth for afternoon or day?
I wouldn't be against it. We sent folks to the State Fair and the Red River Valley Fair for years, and we pulled out at Red River Valley Fair because that wasn't worthwhile. The State Fair seemed worthwhile. I'm not against it. I don't know.
Randy, you have any thoughts?
Well, I don't have strong feelings one way or the other, but it may not be a bad effort to try to connect. I think we sure want to keep track of what kind of feedback we get and how many people stop to visit the booth mm-hmm. for something other than getting their card punched for the door prize or something, you know, but
right.
How many really have some questions or seek information. They're not charging us a registration fee, so depending on staff availability for the day, this particular day, it may be something we want to explore. Maybe it turns out to be a great opportunity that we ought to be doing more of, and maybe it turns out to be a wasted day, but how do we know if we don't give it a try?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's worth trying, and there's a lot more awareness of the Public Service Commission. There's a lot more businesses involved with us, and so the more that we can be out and available to the public for their questions, for their input, I just think it's worth trying and seeing how well attended this event is and what the clientele of the business forum is, if it's relevant to us. It seems like it will be, but until we participate, I don't know that we can evaluate fully.
Did Mr. Sheldon leave us instructions with the stuff that he used in our state fair booth, or is that hidden away in a closet somewhere that we don't even know where it's at?
I have all that information. So.
Okay.
Yeah, usually we just got the booth and we put the banners up there and did our thing, but we probably need to upgrade that stuff. The question that will come out, though,
it's pretty good, yeah, actually. I think
the banners have been upgraded. Okay. So
the only thing is we always have to, and Julie, however you want to, as your consumer affairs guru, yep, at steward this forward, the only thing we've always struggled with is what budget to pull this out of. And so sounds good to me. We have a work session that day.
Talk about that.
So
yeah.
So are you thinking you want to go up there for that? Or
I am actually thinking I'd like to go up for that.
Okay, let's do this. We'll
add to scheduling.
We'll just add that to reschedule the work session.
Okay. Perfect.
Because I have it on a work session and then some other stuff, so that's it. I'll reschedule that.
And then I'll work with Stacy on the booth and all that jazz. I've already included her on the email. So.
Okay.
All right. That's it. Sounds thank you.
Good. Okay. Back
that's
to
April 15th.
April 15th.
Right?
Yeah. So I won't go up there because I got other commitments, but who knows? Maybe Randy will join you too, huh? Julie, rail issues update, BNSF. You wanted to schedule that?
Yeah, I've already kind of talked about it.
Yep.
And so I think we can just move it down to scheduling unless you guys had any. I was going to do something similar for myself, and I thought, you know what, I think it would be something you guys would be interested in as well, and something we should do as a commission, and I think the media might be interested too. So,
great call. Okay.
Jerry. Is there anything specifically you want me to ask them to have prepared beyond what I've got listed here?
Well, before we get it to scheduling,
okay.
Is it just a BN issue?
Well, that's no, it
that
isn't.
Maybe it ought to be CP and possibly even the short lines as well.
Okay.
But to the extent that it's a grain issue, I think the complaints that we've heard are just as much CP as BN.
Right. Yep.
So I think if we do this, unless we want to do that, there's a reason to do multiple ones to deal with each of them separately. We either should do more than one and cover them all, or cover them all in the one. And I don't have a strong sense for which is the best way to do that, but.
Let's see what plays out.
We'll
date and invite BN and everybody else, and if they can't come, we pick another one.
Yeah, we could do it that way. And Daryl, since you're kind of spearheading the rail stuff, maybe you can. I've got the Brian Sweeney on call with BNSF. He's prepared to come out whenever we want. And so maybe you can reach out to the other folks. We can pick a date, and whoever shows up cannot provide their information, and then we'll reschedule.
Let's make it a railroad issue then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay, Jerry, you out there? You want to schedule something, Jerry? Transmission reroute.
On this one, I had this under discussion.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a short reroute in Cass County. I think it's like 0.7 miles or something. And they're requesting to waive the hearing and just do a notice of opportunity. And so I'd agree with that, but I just want to make sure that the commission is fine with just having a notice of opportunity.
Let me ask you this, Jerry. I think I agree with you at point, but we wouldn't even cite a mile, less than a mile, so why would we worry about a 0.7-mile reroute?
We had an opinion before that it's the length of the line that the that counts towards that, not the length of the reroute.
Okay.
So the whole line itself is a much longer line.
All right, fair enough. Alana, is there any legal pitfalls if we put the announcement out there, and if somebody wants a hearing, we do it. If not, we move forward?
I don't think so. I'm trying to reach back in memory to a couple of those memos on notices of opportunity, but you're more familiar with them than I am, Jerry.
Yeah, it is pretty similar to what we just did in Stetsman County.
Okay, I think all it's right. All right.
I don't know. It sounds reasonable to me. I don't know, Randy and Julie.
Okay. Yep.
Julie?
Yeah.
Okay, there you have it. So get that for next time. Summer legal intern between Daryl and Ilana, I suspect.
Just a couple of comments on that. You know, I know you as commissioners had asked me to move forward on that. We had a application into NARUC for a stipend. We were denied the stipend. That was for $5,000. I guess my question now is, as with Ilana, do we want to continue to move forward? It would end up being approximately $8,000 that would come out of our salary line.
We'd already said to do it.
Well, the difference was is that, you know, that was with the idea of the stipend.
But we have the money this time around. It's in this biennium. So I don't...
And I'm okay with that. I know in visiting with Josh, he just wanted to get it on the agenda to kind of talk about priorities and if their priorities have changed at all, considering our discussion.
Keep interrupting Julie. Sorry, Julie.
How does it... I guess I'd like Josh's take on the impact to the budget and what doors close if we spend the money on this.
It is minimal, but with the discussion of the policy, it will come out of those available funds. It's the surplus dollars. So if there was an interest in retention and recruitment type bonuses to keep or recruit employees, it's going to be competing with the same funds.
Okay. Well, it seems like we get great work out of these folks, and we're constantly saying to ourselves, if only we had a legal intern to do this. If only we had. And so I think it's a good investment, and they get a lot out of it as well. And so I think it's a win for everyone. But I thought that there was a state program where there's some funds available for stipends for interns.
There is a state program, and the problem, if we look at some law schools, the stipend through the state looks at that the student received college credit. Some of the legal schools, if they have an unpaid internship, will not give credit. And so we would lose out on that. They would lose out on that money.
Is UND that?
UND is one that will not do that. They will. And we tried that with our last intern, and we were denied through that, through UND. I mean, even though the state would concur with that. But
and
UND
we did do
not.
It. We did do it with the previous UND student, but the credit was coming from the public administration program, not from the law school.
Right.
Kelsey's. He got credit, but it was public administration credit that was not an issue. He got the stipend to help pay for that. UND law schools not giving credit for paid internship, which we don't have to hire a UND student, but a lot of our apps are from there.
Well, it's come from UND.
We will be generating more surplus dollars. So,
yeah, Ryan's leaving us.
So I think we'll be.
All right, let's do it.
Now I've become confused here. If they can't be compensated, what difference does it make whether it's from a students. From somewhere else or from our budget? If they're getting compensated, then does that mean they can't get credit?
They have to choose. The student either has to choose to take the credit or the money. And in the past, most of the students want the money in the summer. And so that's where the we made a decision before that we thought to offering money for the students, that's what would get us people to actually apply.
They can't do both, Commissioner.
And offering money helps us in the sense that it covers all these other issues. If you had a volunteer intern, like workers' comp and stuff, everything's like kosher, and HRMS advises that, and you don't have to worry about who's paying their Social Security and just all kinds of things if we pay them something.
Well, it sounded to me like Julie's suggestion that you thought there was a state program available for internships was kind of being nixed because we can't give them that money or they can't get credit. Right. But then on the other hand, we're going to give them other money and they won't get credit anyways. So answer as far as that?
They have to get credit. To give them the state money, they have to be getting paid and credit.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The state program is for credit and money.
Okay. Now
and UND won't give them credit if they get paid.
UND won't give them credit if they get paid. Right.
Now I get it. Thank you.
So are you okay with hiring somebody?
Yep.
Okay. And then, all right, so there we have it.
I'll get that out today yet.
Okay. Fair enough. I added one to consumer calls on pending cases. We kind of came up a little bit, but Stacy and I had a discussion about, so obviously she gets a lot of calls, and she had a call on a pending case. They wanted to talk to me about it. And I told Stacy, I said, this is one of those areas, if it's a case that we've already decided on, I'm happy to talk to people about it. If it's a case that's in front of us, you can't refer them over to me because that's ex parte. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to share that with the two of you and everybody else to remind them and the legal people that that's the right guidance, isn't it?
Sort of.
Either it is or it isn't, Delana.
There's an exception.
Oh, Lord.
But it's a hard line to follow, and so I guess my advice is to stick with what you're doing. The exception says if it's a call from the general public that doesn't have an interest. Now, in a citing case, what is that?
Who would call if they don't have an interest?
Yes. There is an exception. It was a Dale Sandstrom line, and I remember putting it in the statute. But
okay,
it's real hard. Yeah, it's real hard to.
If someone from Minnesota Power calls me about a process question about the Kilder line, you could talk to them about the process or something.
Well, and I wouldn't call Minnesota Power general public.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so.
No, it would be like if there's somebody in Devil's Lake community who is interested in the Sandpiper, but they don't have land, they don't have, you know, they aren't directly involved, but they're interested. Then they could talk to us.
Well, again, once you say that word interested, and I know we're using it more generically, they become not part of the exception.
What I told Stacy was is that, and this is where if you guys did a different viewpoint, is that the best thing I found in those is that rather than try to have Stacy answer it, that might be one of those that you refer to the technical expert on it. If it's a pipeline question and Julie's working the case, let Julie try to walk through their question, or if it's a power line. So I thought that seemed like a good, because that individual from the public wants to talk to somebody, and they understand the reason, but then you get them with the tech expert that, they seem like a good medium ground.
Yeah, I agree with you that the staff on the front line should be screening those to see if they are in a case or if it's just a general. Like I got one on wind just generally yesterday. Somebody wanted to complain to me, and that was not in a case, and I'm happy to take those, and they want to talk to me. So
we had a wind complaint sent to Julie.
Mike Diller.
Okay, anything for discussion that we wanted to add, my colleagues, Julie, Randy, that we missed? Okay, let's get right to scheduling. Tempo Telecom ETC, Ms. Prescott. Do we need a work session on it? My colleague, do you guys need a work session on it?
I really don't.
Why don't you put together a draft order, Julie, and staff it and see, then I think that'll clean that up a little bit. Okay, how's that? Easy, huh? Okay, now, Jerry, formal hearing, MDU generation resource cost recovery.
This was the case for a rider to recover Heskett plant costs.
Okay.
And the Heskett 3 plant. And we're looking at after May 12. Well, actually, after May 13 or later.
So we'll go right to a formal. There's no reason for it. There's no...
I think that was the discussion before on it.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Okay. I interrupted you, Jerry. You said after when? May?
Starting May 13 or later. Not 14, no.
Well. Oil and gas. The 22nd or 23rd? How do those look for Andy and Julie?
Twenty-third is the Friday before Memorial Weekend, right?
Right.
I guess if we had to, but
it worked for me.
The 22nd. How does that look for you, Julie? May 22. That would be right here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isn't the Basin Patrolling Conference that those 3 days? 21st, 22nd.
It is. That's why I picked the last day.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if we can avoid it. It'd probably be fine, but it's hard. Sometimes things come up at the last minute, that stuff, and you kind of hate to...
Yep. How about this? How about the afternoon of May 15th? If we started at 1 o'clock, that, is that going to be an all-day hearing? Or, I mean...
I'm tied up that afternoon.
Okay. Alrighty then. That's just a bad week, Chair. The 26th is Memorial Day. 27th. We have a commission meeting the 28th. Well, how about we go the 29th, Chair? And Randy, Julie?
Yeah. I'm in Fargo for Upper Great Plains. No, it's in Bismarck here, Upper Great Plains Transportation Institute. I believe it would be done by noon.
And
I could do it in the afternoon on the 29th.
The ALJ might be gone that day.
What about the informal on the 28th and turn it into a formal?
That's a good idea. Does that work, Chair?
Can you give us the whole day?
Sure. Well, no.
Well, we've got the meeting that morning.
We could start at 1 o'clock and go till we're done.
Yeah, you might. You think we'll be done in an afternoon? I mean, we may not be.
You know, I would just soon go with the 1 o'clock, and if we end up going till 6 o'clock, then so be it. But sometimes if we start at 10, it's just as easy to start.
Fill whatever time you've got.
You fill whatever time you have.
Okay, so we'll start at 1.
Is that okay with Julie and Randy? Yep. Randy? Okay, so that'll be...
28th.
Get rid of the informal, the 28th. And, okay, that's easy enough. All right, Mr. Lee, and now you'd like to do a hearing on the Sunflower Wind Project. Where is that hearing going to be at?
Hebron, maybe the community center.
In Hebron, okay. So that's probably a drive, huh?
Yeah, it's Hebron probably is too close to Five.
Okay, and what dates are you thinking there?
Sorry.
You can fly there, Jerry. As long as Jerry's not driving, we'll be all right. And you're going to miss all this, Ryan, aren't you? Oh, you are?
I'll be on this game.
Oh, that's funny. All right, Jerry, back to the game at hand. What works for you, Jerry?
I think we're in the same time frame as last time with dates. We're the notice period May 12 or later.
But what about the 23rd is Memorial Day weekend again, right? Well,
who's the ALJ?
Oh, the 29th. Yeah, let's do the 29th. The
29th, we have the ALJ problem again.
I have that Upper Great Plains.
Oh, Upper Great Plains, okay.
For the ALJ, if you're looking out that far, he gives me June 2 through 6.
See, that's Mark and other stuff that week.
Or 11th or 12th.
When does a... Oh, man.
Oh, wait a minute here. I think I screwed up something.
12th would work for me.
Of June?
Yeah.
Well, what about the...
I previously said I had a problem on something that I don't.
Okay, which was?
On the afternoon of the, I think, what is it, the 15th?
Right.
But this is more an afternoon thing.
Well, but what about...
The 15th, are you guys free?
I'm free the whole day, actually.
I have something that day, but if we're having trouble, I could try to nix it. What was the 16th?
That's bad for me.
Okay.
Well, does June 12th work?
Too early, right, for the announcement?
No, June 12th is way out there.
Oh, June 12th, I'm sorry. June 12th is a bad day. What about the 15th? Go back to, if that freed up for June.
15th of May?
Well, it says Ask Randy and Julie, because it's... Scheduling is going to be...
That we could probably make that work. We might get back late, but...
we're just going to Hebron.
Yeah, so we take off at lunchtime?
Why wouldn't we start in the morning?
No, just start in the morning.
Oh, do it during the morning of the 15th?
Yeah, and then just go till we're done.
Sure.
What would you like to start earlier or later, Jules?
No, just the normal time so we can...
Randy, you have a preference?
It works for me.
Okay, so is that Mountain Time in Hebron?
No, they're in Central.
Good question.
Mm-hmm. You would know.
You would know Central?
Your district, isn't it?
It's not my district, but I'm pretty sure.
Okay. 10 o'clock? 9 o'clock.
Julie should know.
Well, after I left North Dakota, I think they all decided to go on some
time. I think it's all the way to the county line.
Okay. So if it's an hour drive, hour and a half?
Hour.
It's less than that, isn't it? It's like an hour.
Dickinson's an hour 15, and it's
about 60 miles is what it is. So.
Okay, 10 o'clock so Central? Let's say 9:30.
It's a good hour.
9:30 Central time.
Until you wind in the town.
9:30 Central, Jerry says. That works for me. That work for everybody else? Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
On May 15th.
On May 15th. Perfect. Okay, Steve, well, we asked you to put down a meeting between you, the commissioners, Daryl, Stacy. Is that it?
Yep.
And we're going to talk about the website.
Yep.
So we don't need to announce that or anything else. We'll have to announce it. But and today is?
23rd. 26th.
Well, Monday is a good work session day. Get the Blue Book ceremony at 10 o'clock. Could do it 9, or we could do it after the work session.
I have a 9.
This coming Monday?
Actually, I'm really busy on Monday.
Okay.
Don't we have a work session already?
We do at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, and I'm tied up until then, actually.
We have a formal hearing on the 1st. That won't work. Hey, how about the 2nd of April? We got Aaron stuff in the morning, but we could do a 11-ish.
Works for me, it's 8.
If that,
sure.
Randy, Julie?
Works for me.
Okay, so 11 a.m., April 2nd, so it'd be Steve, Daryl, Stacy, us. Anybody else we need there? Steve, is there anybody else we talked about?
I don't think so.
Does that work for Daryl and Stacy?
Daryl, Stace?
That's okay for me.
Okay. April's director meeting. Thanks for putting it on the agenda, Daryl. April 7th? That day just popped as an open day.
Looks pretty good for me.
Randy?
Works good for me.
How about 11 o'clock so we
You guys are both clear that day?
Yeah.
Okay.
11 o'clock's window done by noon?
Got it.
Okay. This is going well. Oh, Julie Prescott. Work session Bakken Link Pipeline, PCNN. Oh, yes, this one.
This'll go well too, right?
Pardon?
This will go well, too, right?
Well, I don't think that one's just going to be a draft order.
Okay. Yes, so we'll need to set up a work session for that per our informal hearing that we had.
You know, I'm jumping. I looked through all the way back. April 7th is still the next open date between formal hearings and NODAC meetings. And are you, Julie Rand, do you guys open that afternoon of the 7th?
What did we just add for the 7th?
11 o'clock to 12, the director's meeting. So we could do it at 10 o'clock or in the afternoon.
I'm available that afternoon.
Yeah, me too.
1:30? Okay. That work for you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, who's our attorney on that one? Ryan? So you're just going to come back, and you don't leave till the 15th, right?
Yeah, I'll still be here.
Okay. All right.
Let's pile on to Ryan before
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
Dump it on him.
I put down
he's
this.
Paid for.
No kidding. I'd just be happy to get 40 out of him. Sorry, Ryan, I couldn't pass it up. All right, personnel meeting. I added this for Randy and Julie and I. Since Ryan is leaving us now, we probably have to talk about what we're going to do since we had all the discussion what we were going to do. So April 7th is once again the next free day, but that's already kind of full.
Right? Yeah.
April 8th, Pretty Patel is in town in the morning.
Early afternoon?
Yeah.
Let's see. Where's Northern Plains Electric, Jamestown?
We could do 1:30. Does that work for you, Randy, 1:30 on the 8th of April?
Yes, it does.
You don't sound too much. We have other dates available. That's just our personnel for us to talk. It's not like anybody else's.
I'm just thinking when I don't know what the status is of our application process on the public utility analyst position. Do we need to have this meeting sometime before April 8th, even if it's a short period of time? Has anything changed in that regard that we want to discuss?
We do have applicants. Pat and I are going to start looking at those here starting today, actually. And that closed on Friday.
We can try to squeeze it in earlier, Randy. That's fine.
What about Friday?
This week is shot for me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But next week,
I think we should schedule that for the 8th. But I think even if it was only a half hour time, if we could get together sooner, we should.
Well, we
probably
can
be talking too. Well,
if we don't do it now, we'll never get it organized, though.
Yeah.
So the 31st, we said was full, right? Let's go by the numbers here.
Got on the 3rd and 4th next week. So.
Okay. The 2nd, we just scheduled something. The 2nd.
At 11. Our
yes.
What do we schedule?
Webpage stuff.
Our webpage stuff. Well,
could we come in early and talk about that at 10?
Yeah, that's.
What's this pipe? I haven't looked closely at that pipeline conference to know.
Yeah, it's 2 days.
When we should be down there, and you know.
It's 2 days, and I'm going to be down there at 7:30 on the 2nd, and I'll be out of there by 9:30 on the 2nd. So, you're all welcome to join at that same time because I'll make general comments. You guys could make them too.
Okay.
Or you could drop in later, whatever you wanted. So, probably the it'd be good to have all of us at the beginning.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. But then that'll be done by 9:30, so I could make 10.
Let's do that.
So April, what did we just say? April 2nd at 10 o'clock. And then, Daryl, can you make sure you notice put down 7:30 to 9:30, all three of us at Pipeline Safety Conference at the Comfort Inn. That way of.
I think we should schedule another personnel meeting on the 8th, though, for that afternoon.
Sure.
Okay, that's fine.
For whatever, any time is fine with me, whatever works for you guys.
1:30 again?
Okay.
Sure.
Julie? Okay, so two personnel meetings. Good call, Randy. Okay, and I had a personal request. On May 7th, the First Link has a meeting they'd like me to come to in Fargo at 7:30. So we've got a commission meeting that day. I was wondering if there's any chance that you two would be available May 6th or May 8th to reschedule the commission meeting and informals to that day. To one of those 2 days.
6th would work for me.
Me too.
Okay. Any staff members see any big flaw in that?
Okay. This would be the commission meeting and the informal. We'd just move everything back a day.
Up a day, yeah. Yeah, if that's okay, then I can attend the – and if you guys want to attend too, it's the First Link board meeting since we issue out the number. And I got sucked into that 6 years ago and I can't get out of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a good place to be.
Yep.
Okay, Daryl, could you just reschedule all those? And then I asked Esther, too, that when we move stuff around the calendar, let's not put cancel and then add it. If we're going to reschedule it, then just put a reschedule. So it just reads differently.
Doesn't that happen automatically?
No, it doesn't say reschedule. Like today, it shows our informals today as canceled, but they weren't canceled. They were rescheduled to yesterday.
But I meant, I thought it was coming out of the system.
It is.
But
we need to fix that. We should have somebody... Yep. Like computers, you can change stuff, right, Steve?
Yeah.
Just check. So this has been the work session for... Say that again, Master.
The wind work session.
The wind work session. Okay, so...
When's it supposed to be?
The 15th.
April 15th.
No, it was supposed to be the...
The 15th, so we could go to that business
forum.
Yep,
the 15th, yep.
Oh, yeah.
Alrighty then. Well, the 16th and 17th for Randy and Julie, if you guys don't have on your calendar yet, Dave Glott let me know those two dates for the health department summit about the CO2. Mm. So I blocked off both those days. So if you want to attend those, we probably should block those off. And we'll maybe have to add that to the agenda. Well, the 14th of April, I have MDU reliability. That's a personal meeting. How about the morning of the 14th?
Morning of the 14th. What is this that we're doing again?
This is the rescheduled wind decommissioning work session.
Okay, does the afternoon work of the 14th? No.
Well, if we did it at 3 o'clock.
Let's do it in the morning. I'll switch my morning meetings to the afternoon.
Okay, so what time? 11?
10?
10? 10 o'clock. Okay. Randy, that worked for you?
Yep, so we're just moving it up a day.
Moving it up a day, yeah, exactly right. So we'll reschedule that up one day. Okay, am I missing anything else?
Yep, we got it.
The railroad.
The railroad? Okay, perfect. So, Julie, you said they could make any particular day?
Yep, he pledged to come whenever we could do it, obviously in April sometime.
Not a lot of free dates in April, is there?
And we can look later.
I saw the 24th, 5th, and 8th open right now. 24th and 8th would be the better.
Yeah, I'm out the 24th.
Okay.
And
Friday morning
the 8th. We've already put a bunch of stuff on the 8th.
I'm sorry, 28th.
Oh, 28th.
The afternoon of the 28th, just leave the whole afternoon?
Sure.
Randy?
Yep.
Okay. Let's start at
1:30. 1:30?
Maybe just start at 1 for the rest of those guys so we have a full day. Is that all
right? Okay, yep.
And we'll just block it in 1 till 5. Okay. All right, anything else?
Okay, there was one other that I wanted to...
Okay, Jules?
I'd like to get a meeting at least to talk about next steps on evaluating any potential... changes on the grain warehouse and dealers, any potential changes in that program, kind of a follow-up to what we had in January with Randy, and he was going to go back and work on some stuff, and I have some thoughts and ideas.
Okay.
So.
When would we like to try that? Wow.
What's going on this 7th? We've already scheduled something on the 7th, right?
Work session at the Bakken. I'm free that whole day other than the work session we just scheduled.
And the director's,
you got the director's meeting at 11 as well in April.
What was the work session on again?
The Bakken Pipeline.
PC. Bakken Link, the one we just did.
Oh, okay. And that's at what time?
30.
And we've got a director's meeting.
At 11.
Earlier, 9:30?
That's fine with me. Randy?
If it needs to be. If there's a later date, that would work fine for me, too, but I can make that 9:30.
Your call, sir.
Work, too.
Well, I'd like to get it done. Well, what about the 11th? I'd like to get it done in early April, at least started.
The 11th I could do if we did it first thing in the morning. It's like 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock. Can we go 8:30?
Works for me.
Is that better than
the... It is. I got to be on the road at later than that. Well, how about 8:30?
And that's better for you, Randy?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine with me.
Okay. April 11th at 8:30.
Right. What are we calling this thing?
Meeting to discuss...
Grain warehouse discussion?
Yeah. Grain warehouse and dealer...
Okay.
...program discussion.
All right. Randy, do you have anything you wanted to schedule?
Nope.
Jewel, anything else?
Let's see. I wrote down... Nope, I think that's it.
Agent Galleon raised his hand.
Yes, sir. Yesterday after the meeting, you had to go to the other meeting. The Legislative Council would like to discuss that questionnaire. The other commissioners were fine with me just meeting with them, but I wanted to make sure...
They're going to let you meet with them alone.
Yes, sir.
Well, sounds like I'll trust their judgment.
Unless you wanted to also be there.
I'm fine. It's plausible deniability if I send you alone.
Please, if there's any questions I can't answer.
All right. No, I trust you, Josh. You do a good job down there. Okay. Anybody at the table? Anything we missed for the good of the team? Stace, anything? Josh? Okay. Going once, going twice. We'll close the administrative portion of our meeting pending Julie's comment.
Every hour I get new things added to this calendar, so the sooner you can get those things out, the better, because it's just amazing. Even 3 hours from now, it's like, I don't know if I have something then or not.
All right, thank you all. Closing meeting. But no, that's exactly right, because there's no free days.
You guys are pretty busy.